Well, hello everyone. This is Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And this will be the third segment on the audio tutorial for the Kenwood TS-2000. In this one, we're going to talk about direct frequency entry and a little bit more about the front panel. I have to apologize, and in the last one, I should have told you where the volume control is on the radio. We'll get to that. So you can hear that it is sounding properly when you get an antenna connected. I failed to do that. Well, none of this is perfect. And also some of the information may be repeat from the last one. But, you know, we'll get to everything here as we go along. Now, there is an awful lot to this thing, and well, there's going to be a lot of segments. First of all, I'm going to show you where the volume controls are. There are two of them. One of them is for the main receiver, the main transceiver, and the other one is for the sub-transceiver. The manual calls it the sub-receiver. But it basically is a sub-transceiver that only does FM on 2 and 440. On the very right-hand side of the radio, extreme right-hand side of the front panel, you're going to find a bunch of knobs. There's some buttons further over, but you're going to find on the very right-hand side three knobs. And the volume control for the sub-receiver is the very bottom set of knobs. The one on the outside, or furthest from the radio. They always call these inside and ring, and I always get them mixed up as which is which on these radios. I always get them mixed up. So we'll do it this way. The inside one closest to the radio, it's a little bit bigger around, is the squelch control. I just opened the squelch on the sub transceiver. And then the volume is the smaller one further away from the radio, you know, sticking straight out. It's a round button, or knob, I should say. It's a round knob. I'm going to the left. From those three knobs on the very bottom, you'll find the volume and squelch controls for the main transceiver. And I just turned it up, and I just did the squelch. And squelched, opened the squelch, and turned down the volume. Those are your volume controls, you know, the sub and main transceivers. So those you're going to want to know about. The volume controls do not affect the frequency readout. The frequency readout is basically a set level. It can be changed somewhat in the menus, and I haven't even got that far myself. I want to look at that because I want to try to turn mine down a little bit. I think it's a little bit too loud, especially when you've got headphones on. But in any case, the volume does not affect the voice readout on this radio. Some of them it does, but not this particular rig. Okay, so you've got an antenna, you've got power, you've got microphone, you may have a key hooked up. Let's get into the frequency entry and mode selections and things of this radio, you know. You know, you can use the key chart to really explore the front panel, but we'll kind of take it as a step-by-step basis and kind of learn one operation at a time, basically. I think that's the best way to do it. The other knob you're going to want to know about is the main tuning dial, which only works on the main transceiver. or at least I think. Well, let me check that out here. Let me go to the cyber. That's in a memory mode. We'll get to the memory stuff here after a while, but I want to make sure that I... What I'm talking about. I've actually got this out of band here right now. Oh! The main tuning knob does, in fact, work. On the sub-receiver. Just tuning through the weather band. Okay, well, I learned something here, too. Alrighty, then. Now we know that. So, I apologize for that. It does work with both. Let me make sure I'm actually working.
14.03.
Okay, I'm back in the main transceiver. Okay, well, so the main tuning knob that you want to know about is the biggest knob on the radio, and it's right in the exact center of the front panel below the display, and it's the biggest knob on the whole rig, so you can't miss it. And it's got a finger hole in it, so you can put your thumb in it or your finger, or whatever, and turn the dial. It's a really nice tuning knob. Some of them aren't quite so nice. This one's really, really slick. Another thing you're going to know, let's talk about the main tuning knob here for a minute. Underneath the main tuning knob, and it's kind of hard to find right off, but you got to use your thumb or whatever and find it. There's a little slide button. Not sure what to call it exactly. Anyway, there's a little slide thing. It goes from left to right, right to left. That adjusts the friction, or how hard or easy it is to turn this main tuning knob. If you put the slide adjustment to the left, the knob is easiest to turn, and if you slack crank it to the right, the knob is then harder to turn. Now, you'll want to adjust that to your liking. Everybody's liking is different. I happen to like it somewhat easy to turn, but I don't want it flying either. And it's easier to get off frequency. And you can lock the VFO of the radio. We'll get to that. I think it's function... attenuator, basically. And the attenuator button is the second one down from the voice readout button that we talked about in the last segment of this tutorial. So that's the main tuning knob. Okay, well, let's enter in a frequency. I'm going to turn the volume up on this thing and we have a station calling CQ here, actually. Let's start trying some direct frequency entry. So now you've got your volume turned up, and we're on 20 meters. Now let's say we want to go to 3.925 for an example. Earlier in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the direct entry frequency, the little touch tone pad that there is on the radio. This direct frequency entry pad does a lot of things. Some of them have functions, like function 4, for an example, is setting tone. For setting encode your transmit PL tone. We'll talk about all that later. So some of these buttons do multiple things. And that is also covered in the quick key chart that is available on the Handy Hams manual site, but we'll cover that later. The direct frequency entry pad, as we'll call it, the touchtone pad, is 16 little round buttons. Kind of on the right hand side of the radio, but somewhat further in. If you find a display which is just to the right of that group of eight buttons that we talked about in the last tutorial, you'll find the big display that covers, well, you know, a good two-thirds or more of the front top, front panel of the rig. Over on the right-hand side, you'll find that group of eight buttons, and then you'll find the display. On the right-hand side of the display, if you go straight down along the edge of where that group of eight buttons are, you will find the one button, number one, of this 16-digit keypad. Now, this 16-digit keypad is laid out exactly like a telephone keypad, so there's no reason why you should have problems with it. If you can dial a phone, you should be able to run this direct frequency entry pad, because across the top it's 1, 2, 3, next row is 4, 5, 6, the next one row down is 7, 8, 9, and *0#, just like a telephone keypad. And as I said before, some of these, like the 4 and 6 and 2 and probably some of the other ones, 7, have other functions besides frequency entry. 7 by itself, if you just hit a 7 by itself, you turn on the noise blanker. And you can also adjust the level of the noise blanker with the function 7, which is to the right of that frequency entry pad, the keypad. It's right to the right of the 3 and 6 keys. I had mentioned that before. It's a vertical rectangular button. So function 7 adjusts the noise blanker level. It kind of has to do with how effective the noise blanker is. I seem to think right out of the box it's fairly effective. I haven't really played with the level adjustment much. I haven't had much noise problems here. Works pretty good on power line noise if it's relatively strong and things like that. Will cut down on like ignition noise somewhat. You know, if you have a car going by or with a bad set of spark plugs or something like that. So it's a pretty decent noise blanker. Generally, the Kenwood noise blankers are fairly decent. Well, I guess we covered that while we're at it here. Let's get back to the... I know I kind of go round and round here, but we'll get it all covered. Let's get back to the direct frequency entry here. You want to operate on 3925, for an example. That happens to be up here in Minnesota where the PicoNet operates. I've got my volume turned up again. Now, when you go to enter in a frequency, you need to hit enter first. The enter key on the 16-digit keypad is the pound sign, which is, of course, in the very lower right-hand corner of that that 16-digit keypad. The very lower right-hand corner. And you'll also notice right next to that that the front panel starts to stick out. And there's another group of buttons, let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons. And they're kind of, the columns on that set are kind of offset as you go to the right, that next set of buttons. You don't have to worry about those right now. The radio kind of, the front panel kind of sticks out a little further. Now, so you want to hit this enter before you can even enter in a frequency. and it's going to say enter, and it's going to beep and say enter, and it's going to announce each number as you push, when you push the number. What we're going to do here is hit enter.
Enter.
3, which is, of course, up at the top on the right-hand side. 3. And then we've got to hit megahertz, which is the star button, which is in the lower left-hand corner of that keypad.
Megahertz.
It said megahertz. 3 megahertz. 9.
9.
2.
2.
5.
5. BFO. Enter. 3.92500.
Now you can also hit 3.92500. It won't hurt anything. Or if the frequency you want to go to is like 3.925.7, we can do that.
Enter.
I'll show you. 3.
3. Megahertz.
Megahertz.
9.
9.
2.
2.
5.
5
7.
7.
BFO. 3.92570.
It said 70. Or you could even enter 7. Let
enter.
Me try that here. 3.
3. Megahertz. 9. 2. 5. 7 BFO 3.92570.
Now, when I hit the 0, you notice there was a little bit longer beep, and it actually went right to it. I didn't even have to hit enter again.
Enter.
If you hit 3, well, if you want to go to 3925.0,
9
megahertz,
megahertz
2500.
BFO
0, a third 0,
9.2,
you won't even have to hit
5,
the enter key.
0, 0, 0.
Well, I usually do because I want to, I can not hit quite so many zeros. So you can do this
enter.
Way. 3.
3. Megahertz. 9. 2. 5. BFO.
And hit enter
3.
Again.
9.2.
And
5,
you'll get a longer
0,
beep.
0.
And it'll go right to the frequency that you want. So now we're to the frequency. 3925.0. Now we're on the, we're not in the correct mode, however. This does not, when you direct frequency entry, it does not automatically select your upper and lower sidebands. Now we're going to get acquainted with another set of buttons. So now we're to 3925 and we're on upper sideband. We want to go to lower sideband. To the right of the keypad that we've been talking about, there are two vertical rows of buttons. And you want the row of buttons that is right next to the main tuning dial. There are three of them that we need to worry about, the top three. And there's only three in that little row. The first one is your upper and lower sideband. That is the very top of that row, closest to the display. And that is your upper and lower sideband buttons.
BFO.
I want the lower sideband, and it said L in CW. I've obviously bumped the dial, so it changed frequency a little bit. And it says L in CW. And it will also reread out the frequency that we have. If I hit it again,
BFO
sends you
3.92514
and sends you for upper sideband. The next button down is for CW and RTTY. Turn this down a little bit. CW and RTTY. When I push it,
BFO
sent C
9, 2,
in
5,
CW for
1, 4.
CW. Now, if you don't know code, well, you're just going to have to listen, I guess. And, you know, you can tell by listening if you're on the right sideband, of course. That's where a basic knowledge of Morse code comes in real handy because then you can, it makes your radio a little bit more accessible for you. I hit the CW/RTTY button again. That's the second one down.
BFO.
It said 3. R 9, for RTTY.
2, 5, 1, 4.
The very bottom one in that row of buttons is AM and FM.
BFO.
Now, it went to AM, it says A.
2, 5, 1, 4.
And read the frequency.
BFO.
And then when I hit it again, it goes to FM.
2, 5, 1, 4. BFO.
Now I'm on lower sideband again.
3.9.
I'll shut that thing up. It talks too much. Now, below 29.5 megahertz, there is no FM operation, just so you know that. HFFM is really only done above 29.5 megahertz. That's you have to run real narrow. You can run some real narrow band FM below that, but I don't know much about it. I don't think anybody's really doing it. But above 29.5, there is FM activity. There are some 10-meter repeaters things, and I'm going to cover that after a while in another segment. So now we know how to direct frequency entry. If you want to go to 20 meters, say 14.300, or if you just want to go to 14 megahertz, let's do that. 14 megahertz for an example. I will hit enter, which again is the very right-hand corner bottom button on the 16-button keypad.
Enter 1.4 megahertz. BFO 1.400.
I'm on 14 megahertz. The very bottom of the 20 meter band.
BFO
upper side band.
3.99.
Now, of course, at the bottom of the of 20 meters at 14 megahertz, go by that's CW, of course. It's the CW portion of the band. But for listening, it doesn't matter. And now I can take my main tuning knob, start tuning through the band. Just a little bit more on frequency entry for VHF. For VHF, you're going to notice that you don't have to do quite as much entering. Let's say you want to go to 146.52. Here, let's get this out of here for a second. First, you always, if you want to do anything on FM, because the radio will do automatic offsets, you want to be sure you're in FM.
50.
And I'm on 6 right now.
Enter 146. Point.
You'll notice it does the point.
520. BFO.
And hit enter.
146.
You don't have to do the megahertz button for VHF. You want to go to a repeater, say.
Enter 145.49. BFO.
No, I can actually just do 145.49.
490.
And the offset should be set up. Number 0 is your offset. And function 0, you can change the offset. Now, on UHF, it does not do automatic offsets. You have to program in the offset, but it isn't that hard to do. Function 0 will do it. And then the channel selector knob on the right-hand side of the radio, the second knob down, is an adjustment for that, which does many functions. Call it the channel selector, and it's the second knob down on the very right-hand side of the radio. With that, we're going to close out this segment on the tutorial for the TS-2000. And we'll be back. If you need to email me with questions, my call, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. And with that, 73, and we'll see you in the next one.